This is Ham Radio That Shit. Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
This show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid racist motherfucking ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because he needs that shit.
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me.
Yeah. The demon is awoken now.
Holy shit balls. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, everyone's so excited. Joe's got a head cold. I only got Billy to talk to in the studio today.
You're fucked.
And I'm not in a great mood as it is.
I got the cold in the nose.
I know. It is the Ham Radio Show live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Here's what you need to do. Call up the hotline, 718-577-1389. That number one more time because it's feeling so fine. 718-577-1389. Operators are sitting by because we don't screen calls on this show. We just let everything fly because we're unfiltered. Yeah. It's what we do. Yeah. We let you talk to us and then we talk back to you. And if you say something stupid, we say, hey, stupid, shut up, you motherfucker.
We don't give a shit.
That's what talk radio is. The essence of talk radio.
That's right.
Boys and girls, having a conversation with each other.
What?
The last bastion of relevance in the world.
Son of a
talk
bitch.
Radio, you son of a bitch and bastards.
What?
I don't know. I'm rambling.
I know. It's like wacky morning DJs.
No. Hey, now.
Doorbell.
Doorbell. Who's calling us already?
Already. Geez.
What the hell? Let's go right to the phone lines. Okay. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who the hell is this? I haven't even turned the freaking volume down on the music. Who's this on my phone?
Black Hawk Craving Carla.
Holy shit. You cannot wait at all. The show didn't even start yet. And
it
Black Cop
start.
No.
The live started.
No, the live started. We didn't even start the fucking show. I told her, I'm like, because she wants to talk today on the show. She has something to talk about. She wants to talk about some stuff. All right, wants to get some stuff off her ample bosom.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I get some stuff off her ample bosom?
I'm sure. You can probably just get a towel. You can just wipe it right off her ample bosoms. The fact of the matter is, so I told her, I'm like, when you find a hole in the show, listen to the show a little bit and then call in whenever. She called in. Literally,
you said,
I said,
call in. You said, if you want to be on the show, call in.
I'm not disputing the fact.
Called in.
Hold on, bitch. I'm not disputing the fact that I said call in. I'm just saying you are like a fucking coiled spring. Black Cock Craving Carla is a goddamn coiled spring. And she was just like, I have a phone number. Let's go.
She remembers the 80s where you had to call up to order your tickets on the phone. You had to dial instantaneous right at that time.
That's Bing. True.
Yeah, you old fucks, you.
Well,
Carla, how old are you?
38.
See,
she
knows.
Yeah. She's young. She's old
remembers.
Like you. She wasn't wearing
old. She was not wearing, excuse me.
You remember, Billy, used to dial the sixth number and be standing there getting ready to put the last number in.
Yep.
Excuse me. You with your fucking old... Yeah. The old guy in the back has something to say. This one, Mr. Ash and Wash Jeans buying his tickets on the fucking phone line.
I've never had
Ash and Wash Jeans. No. We all had Ash and Wash Jeans.
I never did.
Shut the fuck up.
I had bell bottoms.
Of course
you did.
I had bell bottoms too.
Yeah. Of course you did. Now you both got fucking
bells. I did too.
Yes.
We were like rhinestone cowboys.
Now I hope you both get Bell's palsy. Now shut up. Black Cock Craving Carla. Stop shooting me.
Yeah.
Black Cock Craving Carla. You've been writing a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we could start with this because I was going to start with other crap, but I'll talk to you because you're on the phone. Yet again, talk radio. This is what we do. You've been going through a lot of shit. I mean, is that why you're calling? Is that why you want to call? Or am I talking out of school? Am I not supposed to bring up all the stuff that you put up on Facebook, or what?
You can bring up whatever you want to, or whatever I put up on Facebook is obviously public. I don't care about that, but that's not really why I'm calling in. I mean, I'm just calling in to weigh in on whatever topics you have going on.
Well, I wanted to talk. I wanted to talk to you because you said that you were you're going to rehab, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, I've been there.
Now, what's going on? Were you in a car accident as well?
No, I wasn't in a car accident. I was out on a date Friday night. Had way too much to drink. We were at a bar.
Is Marcus okay?
Marcus is okay. Why wouldn't Marcus be okay?
Well, I didn't know if he was in the car. You said you were on a date. I thought maybe the love connection happened.
No. So anyways, while we were at this bar, because I'm a recovering meth addict, my jaw still twitches, and so people assume that I'm on meth still. So the security guard was telling the bar owners that I was high. And my date wouldn't even defend me. He knew my whole entire story. He's sitting there talking shit and everything with everybody else. I mean, and a whole scene was made in this bar. I was thrown out of it. He ends up driving himself to his house, goes to the bar across the street from his house, leaves me in my car to go home. I mean, I'm white girl wasted. I made a poor choice, got in the car and drove. I'm not happy with my decision. But it was in that moment that I was like, you know, I have to quit what I'm doing. I've been drinking straight for 2 years every single night. And it was then that I was like, hey, I got to head to rehab. Unfortunately, here in Nebraska, it's not that easy to get into. I had some friends in Florida that were trying to get me into a rehab down there. But with the hurricanes and stuff that are going on, that's not possible.
It got washed away, all right, so let's just go. Hold on, because there was a lot of shit you just threw out for a second.
Yeah.
Number one, used to be on meth. When did you start taking meth, and when did you stop taking meth? Because I was going to say something about your jaw, because I saw the same thing. And I was like, okay, maybe she's, doing some stuff. Maybe there's some stuff going on.
It was 5 months ago that I stopped using meth.
Good for you.
I was with a guy. Yeah, so it was 5 months ago that I stopped using meth. I'm 3 days sober off of alcohol right now. I'm doing it on my own. I actually stepped away from Omaha for a little while just so I can get away from the people and clear my mind and everything. So I'm 3 days clean from alcohol, doing it on my own. hoping to be able to get into some type of rehab center, but, you know, I'm doing well on my own right now. I'm still continuing on with the radio shows that I've been doing. I'm still setting up modeling gigs and, you know, just trying to keep myself busy. And that way, you know, I'm not thinking about doing alcohol, you know, or anything
But I think you need to go get help is my point, because if you're going into the porn world, you doing it on yourself right now. When you get into that world where they're like, let's do fucking coke off this fucking midget's head. Okay.
But it's not like that.
It's not because of the drugs
or the alcohol that I made that choice to go into porn. I made that choice, you know, I make that choice even sober-minded. I mean, it's something I've wanted to do. I mean, I enjoy sex, so why shouldn't I be getting paid to do it?
No. But getting into the porn business is fine. I want you to suck as much cock as you can. I don't give a... Take one in the ass, the face. I don't give a shit. That's your own business. What I'm saying is... When you are out there, the want, the desire, the temptation is all out there. I mean, you can talk to Corey. Corey, who's in our Facebook Live suite right now, which, by the way, if you go to Facebook and go onto my page, the Facebook Live suite, open for business, tons of people in there, one of which, Corey James, who's even saying right now, I can help you, Carla. I'm a recovering addict, and he has some connections. You need to talk to this. We're going to bring people together. You need to talk to Corey James. The guy not only does have a big dick and he fucks a lot of women, but you need to talk to him because he's a very sensitive soul and he knows what the fuck he's talking about. So you need to get
with him. I'll reach out to Corey. I'm friends with Corey on Facebook, so I'll definitely reach out to him.
Yes, reach out. I mean, he's not a black dude, and we all know that you're, you know, black cock raving Carla. But
I don't discriminate. That's just my preference.
See,
that's bullshit because she saw my cock. She said it was too small and white. So. It's done.
You
saw my cock. You said it was too small. And I still think it's just because it was too small and white. Because, I mean, she did say it was thick. Therefore, I'm okay with that.
It looked like a chicken liver.
She's like, why you got that? Why are you strangling that chicken leg?
I did say that.
The road to recovery. Like, it sounds so cliche, but it's like one step at a time, one day at a time.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so much. Like, you've made it this far where you went, all right, I've made a decision. I'm stopping.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. Yeah. And you've now done it, you said 3 days?
3 days sober from booze.
And you've walked away. You separated yourself from the people around you that were doing it. That's a huge step.
That's a huge
step. In the right direction.
But here's my thing. Doing it without the proper tools. You know what I mean? Is a bad situation to put yourself in.
I've been through rehab one other time for alcohol, and I was sober for a year and a half. So I know what the tools are. Just like yesterday when I was craving right around 5 o'clock. You know, I came outside, I went for a walk, I started putting some of those things that you saw on Facebook where I was writing out some of my thoughts and, you know, things that I've been through. And you know what? I got through it. I know the tools. So, I mean, I can kind of get through it on my own. You know, yeah, well, I need support, you know, occasionally an AA meeting for sure.
But that's what I'm saying. You have to at least reach out to something because you drove drunk. Let's get to the second part of your fucking conversation here.
I'm not proud of that.
Everybody in this room has driven drunk. Everybody in this room has driven drunk. I'm not going to say I haven't. Billy definitely has. Joe has made a career out of it. I'm just saying that, you know.
I may have.
I drove Danny's car one time. Danny was blitzed. I was drunk, but for some reason he goes, you drive my car home. I said, okay.
You hit the pole.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I fucking drove it. My point being is, obviously you were in rehab before. You just said you said you through this, through alcohol and everything. But then you went back to drinking, is my point. Do you see what I'm saying?
I did. A year and a half later, ex-boyfriend of mine was like, here's an anxiety pill. And it was in a capsule, so I had no idea what it was. And it turned out to be meth. So I got hooked on meth at that point. I quit for about a year, got with another guy that ended up having meth. And, you know, I unfortunately do have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, everybody keeps saying you go into the porn industry, you know, you're going to have to deal with that stuff. You know, I think it's just a matter of the mind and being strong enough to get through it and surpass it. You know, surround yourself with the right people. Get into the right industry where people aren't doing that.
But
right.
Set that up now is my point, because the fact of the matter is you're going to get a lot of those assholes that you don't think are into that, and then you're going to get another guy handing you another pill, and this time it ain't going to be meth, it's going to be something else, and that's the that's the problem. Build a structure now that you can, you know, bring over to the porn world. So when you're doing ass raping nuns 4, that you know at least the after party, you're not going to do blow off a midget's dick. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that. You have to have that mindset. But you can, and you can be, look, I know that you're a tough bitch, and I know you like to fight with people, and I know that you're a stubborn little twat, and likes to go, like, you're the tough girl that's at the party. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, she's whipping. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, like you just said, you have an addictive personality. If someone presents it to you after having an incredibly fucking hard day, you might take the easy way out. I don't want you to take the fucking easy way out. What I'm saying is, if you don't have that mindset and that structure going in, baby, that could be a problem.
I completely agree with you, but you know, whether you're in the porn industry or you're out here in the middle of the Midwest, those opportunities are presented to you on a daily. I mean, if I really wanted it right now, I can go get it. And, you know, I have a hard day all the time. It doesn't matter whether you're in the porn industry or you're in the middle of the Midwest. If you want it, you can go get it. It's up to the person themselves to say, I'm not interested. It's a matter of mindset. That's in my opinion.
Oh, I agree, but I think that world, if you ever watch those girls in that world, and we know many of them, who end up going, oh, I'm totally fine, and we see them on the cover of fucking Rehab Weekly, because they're doing, like, you know, they're tracing the white dragon, and whatnot, and they say everything's fine until that moment when it's not. That's why I'm saying make sure that you make sure that you got your ass covered.
You build the convictions, you know what you can handle, what you can, and you know when it's dangerously close, and you do your best to avoid it.
There you go. Pervy the Clown saying, great show, by the way, which is nice. I love Pervy. That's the Pervy and Black Cock Raven Carla. That's another thing. This is the thing. If you get clean and you get sober and you get ready to get into this world wholeheartedly, we got tons of connections that listen to this very program every goddamn week that would love to probably see you naked and spanked and fucked and all that kind of good stuff. Thank you. And we want to make sure that you have that. That's what I'm saying. I want to make sure because you're one of those girls that at least you know and that I know that at least when you want to do, you're not bullshitting. You're saying, I want to be in the porn industry because I like sex.
Yeah.
Right? That's the first step, because a lot of girls is fucking, they don't admit how much they like sex, is my point. They come out and whatever. And that's the problem. They don't admit shit to themselves. That's the first step of knowing that those girls are the ones that are going to end up on Rehab Weekly magazine. The cover is going to be a girl going, I didn't know that sucking his cock would lead to meth. and they put their hands up. Now, second question I have, by the way, off the meth topic.
Yeah.
How is meth? I hear bad things. Is like when you do meth, take me through meth for a second.
Okay.
Take me through.
When there's different ways of doing it. I personally, I'll take Lashard and I'll swallow it. And for me, when I get on it about 15 minutes later, it's like a euphoric high. Sex is phenomenal on it. I mean, I can squirt from somebody just playing with my nipples on it.
Me too.
It's just a euphoric.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I spoke out of turn.
So, I mean, it's a euphoric high, but the minute you start to come down off of it, it is the worst demon drug. You think you're a genius. You think you know everything. You make shit up in your head. It's awful coming down off of it. I mean, it can take up to 2 to 3 days, and that's where people get hooked on it, because they'll continually do it to keep that high or to keep that euphoric feeling. And, you know, like we were even talking on, I was on another radio show last night where we were talking about, you know, if you can do it in moderation. But, you know, if you have that addictive personality, you just have to stay away from it, because you'll continue to do it to keep that high.
Now, is it also like heroin where you get sick if you stop doing it?
I mean, I've quit doing it cold turkey on a couple of occasions, and I didn't get sick. But, I mean, I didn't do it for lengthy periods of time. And I don't know about heroin because I've never done heroin. But, I mean, I was in rehab with heroin addicts, and, yeah, they were really, really sick, and they craved it extremely badly.
Yeah, that's the major fucking thing about heroin.
With
is
the
that,
opiates
yeah,
itself.
It's the when you're going through withdrawals
becomes,
because you don't have it.
It's physical as opposed to mental.
And that's why most of them normally are, like, you know, killing people, robbing people, doing whatever they can just to get their fix. Because now, on meth, though, here's a question. Did you do the whole meth, or is that just methadone? Maybe I'm wrong about this, Billy. You can correct me. And so could Black Cock Raven Carla, who's on the phone. who's handling addiction herself, ladies and gentlemen. She's nutting up and handling it herself.
One step at a time. She's actually seeking help, and she's not out there
like,
doing it, going, but nobody will give me help. She stuck up for herself and said, hey, I'm going to do something about this.
And so my question, though, since now I'm in the world of meth now, is meth the stuff where you fucking sway and you never, hold on for a second, these fucking people who call the show. Yet again, when we're on the air with a caller, stop fucking calling my show. We get one call at a time, people. And yet, asshole faces. Now I lost my fucking thing. When you're on meth, is that the one where you sway and you never fall?
No.
Or is that just methadone?
No. I don't know about methadone, when you're on meth, you get like twitches in your finger, your jaw will twitch. And a lot of people say that when you come off meth that jaw twitch should stop. Unfortunately, it hasn't for me. I even made mention of like, I'll do a fucking piss test on a life. I'm not on it. There was even an accusation made, you know, when I had my kids that I was on it. And when Child Social Services came in, they're like, will you drop a piss test? I said, most certainly. And I came out clean. It's something that I've dealt with since I've been off of it. And, you know, it's really irritating because it has cost me some opportunities in the industry. And, you know, but when you take meth, it, like I said, it's a euphoric high. You'll get body sweats. Like I said, sex is amazing. But in the end, ultimately, it's not worth it. I mean, thank God I never stayed on it long enough because, I mean, you can watch just people's faces sink in or they'll start picking at their face and have scabs all over it.
They peel everything off. It's like, oh, this itches, and they just keep
scratching until it comes out.
It's weird.
Right.
Corey James, by the way, says, stick a rock of meth up your ass, and it gets you high as fuck instantly.
Yeah, I've heard that. It was something I never tried.
No.
Joe, come here. We got some meth. What we want you to do is go in the bathroom. And shove this directly in your balloon knot.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I want to see if you get high instantaneously, because that's what Corey says. Trish says, sucking cock doesn't end up with taking meth, but it is a guaranteed trip to Starbucks and to get ice cream from Carvel.
Yes!
So, I'm just saying.
Leave that alone.
I'm just saying. Now, do you suck cock to get to the stuff? Like, is somebody buying you stuff?
Pistachio.
Because you're sucking dick? Are you, can I have pistachio and chocolate, please? Oh, and a latte. I need a latte.
Some extra sprinkles.
I want extra sprinkles like I did on his face.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I wanted it because you had pictures of you on Facebook where you were calling the guy out, but you weren't using his name. You looked all bloody, so obviously you got hurt in the.
No, what happened was when we were on the way out to the car, I tripped over the sidewalk and basically face planted it. I didn't hurt my face, but I hit my knee and like really messed up my hand pretty bad. But no, I wasn't in no car accident. But yeah, my knee's still pretty messed up, and then like my hand was all messed up and stuff too. And then, you know, I couldn't even really remember everything the next morning. So I text the guy and I was like, hey, you know, I don't remember really what happened. He's like, you were fucking high. And I was like, what? And I was like, everything started replaying back in my head. I was like, oh, that's right. They're making accusations of me being high and kicking me out. And, you know, I started calling that my date names. And, you know, it was just a really bad mess. I mean, so.
All right. So you weren't, you swear on a stack of Bibles, even though you're the most non-religious person I know. Swear on a stack of swear on a stack of Mad magazines that you were not on meth on the date.
I swear on my children's lives I was not on meth.
You got kids?
I do have kids, yes.
Now, do they take meth?
My kids are, well, my son's 19, he's in college, and I have an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old. So, no, I don't think they're taking meth. My son's, you know, 4.0 GPA. So,
he's
I don't
Asian.
Think he's on meth.
So that kid's Asian.
That kid's Asian.
The 4.0 no, kid boy. Has to be Asian, right? That's usually how it works.
No, he's a white boy.
Oh, he's a white boy. God damn you.
So, yeah, no, my kids aren't. My kids are good kids, and, you know.
All right, so the kids are not on meth. They're actually smart, and they're living their lives. So, make sure, how about make sure mommy doesn't fucking keel over? How about that?
Exactly.
How about we make sure?
Exactly. That's another incentive as far as my sobriety, so.
So, when are you going into the porn business? Because I'm hearing that you were setting up shit, and Now I don't
hear them. I had spoken to a company named Mojo Vixens. I had sent them all my information. And, well, yeah, let's get you booked. And I haven't heard from them. You know, it's been a week and a half now. I've been looking into some other companies, you know, and I'm just looking for the right connections. I actually talked to somebody today. I won't get into details about it or whatnot, but it seems like I'm starting to get more connections and hopefully getting more exposure to be able to get into the industry. But, and then you just said, you know, hey, to talk to Corey James afterwards and
stuff.
There you go. So,
one step at a time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm telling you right now. The one person I don't want you talking to is your fucking meth dealer. That's number one.
Yeah, right.
That's number one. Number two, Corey James is an awesome fucking guy. Pervy the Clown, another friend of the fucking show. And from time to time, Evan Stone is flopping around our show as well. Big Dick Evan Stone. The guy with Monster Cock Evan Stone. And look, if you get anything through this show, number one, you have to thank us during whatever sex scene you do. Number two.
When you squirt,
you say, this is for Uncle Eddie. Oh!
You carry a little sign or get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And then
second thing, we respect all these guys that you're going to be talking to.
Okay.
Make sure your ass stays fucking clean and sober. Don't disrespect us as well as disrespecting yourself. So stay on the road to recovery because that's what I want you to fucking do. And these guys, if they're going to reach out to you and help you out in the business and help you stay clean and sober, that's what I fucking want you to do.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm not doing it for you guys. I'm doing it for myself.
You should be doing it for us.
No.
I mean, for yourself.
Got it exactly right.
Oh, she should do it for herself?
For kids, yes.
Come on.
I'm doing it for myself and for my kids. And then thirdly, you guys, all right? How about that?
Oh, fine. At least we made the list. Okay. Jesus. If you don't
for
get...
sure. I mean, anything you guys can do to help me out. You know, I've been reaching out to you a little bit. You know, I'm saying, hey, you know, can you give me this connection or that connection? I know you're super busy and stuff, but any help you guys can give me would be greatly appreciated. So,
come on now. If you don't get into the porn industry, what the fuck is Ted Cruz going to watch?
Mm-hmm. Who's Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz. Come on. How do you not know who Ted Cruz? Taking meth and Google. What the fuck?
Senator from Texas.
The senator from Texas who liked the porn on his live Twitter feed.
You know, I like him better now.
I said now I want him as president. Now I want him as president.
Who would have said that during
the
election?
My bad. I'll Google him. I'll find out who he is. But, you know, some of these people that are already high up, and, you know, I have attempted to reach out to some of these higher ups. They're so busy, they don't see unfiltered messages from some just Facebook guru like me, you know. So it's just a matter of, like, meeting you guys and, you know, Corey James and a couple other people that I've met outside of you guys that are trying to help me get the ball rolling and whatnot. So
it's all right. Listen, you know, it's the story of my life. I'll advance your career. You'll go on to become fucking queen of the porn.
Well, you'll
be
here.
You'll be doing videos with, like, nine dicks, all this kind of shit. And I'll still be in this seat doing this rinky-dink fucking show.
Because we love you.
Yes. And then she'll be a fucking icon and be like, hey, did you hear about Black Cat Craven Carla?
Yeah.
She got this new fucking movie out. Fucking, she does a white guy. Holy shit.
If my connections come through you, I will definitely make sure that you are taken care of.
Yeah, you're damn right. I gotta be in fucking one of Pervy the Clown's movies.
Get one of those.
There's no nudity on my part. It's just girls getting spanked with fucking rowing oars. Yeah. It's great. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Getting hit with cream pies. Okay. You'll just see me in the corner eating the pie. Watching sex happen. Hey, this is good pie, Pervy. All right, listen, we got to go take a break. All right, Carla?
For sure.
All right, go suck some cock. Go do what you do. Get into training mode. You got a porn star to become, all right?
Okay.
God damn it.
Got it.
All right, talk to you later, baby. Bye. Stay off the meth. Everybody, today's life lesson, stay off the meth.
Well, the best thing for her to do is really, with it, you know, locally, they call it 30-30. You do 30 meetings in 30 days. You can go to any church, basically.
Yeah.
That has, you know, they have Jesus practice. Every church has these meetings every day.
Yep.
And you just go 30 meetings, 30 days, and that keeps you clean for the first 30 days.
I want to do 69-69.
Well, that's
where
better.
I do 69-69s.
But that's important, because you have that peer support. You know?
Oh, yeah, you have to. I told her there's somebody there for her.
When you go to these meetings, like, you can go, like, at, say, 6 o'clock or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
There's one then. There's another one at 7. Yeah. There's another, and they have them early for different things.
They have them early in the morning, too.
Which can...
When you go to work.
you know, help you with your other addictions that you may not even know you have.
Well, look,
and
I know.
Also, you're surrounded by people supporting and.
Look, I know you guys are all addicted to talk radio, but we got to go to break.
All right.
Did you see that radio segue, Billy?
Yeah.
Look what I did.
You're so good.
Oh, I'm good.
I know.
Stop it. Oh, thank you.
Can I touch you?
Yes, please. Right in the genitals.
I'm
718-577-1389. It's a Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these non-meth filled words.
I'm not sure about that.
Come on.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, I'm Paul Schaefer, and you're listening to Ham Radio.
Phil Collins in the Air of the Night.
What?
I think that's what the name of the song is.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
In the Air Tonight.
In the Air. I thought it was In the Air of the Night.
I can feel it.
Coming in the air now.
You're right, you're right, you're right, Billy. And when you're right, you're right.
I'm just reading what he wrote.
That's because I'm on meth. It's the Ham Radio Show.
If you were on meth, the song would be...
Well, wait till the second verse. It starts off slow. Starts off heroin, then gets to meth. Then it's a speedball.
What?
Tonight. Hold on. Joe, you got the drums going? Go ahead. You got drums in the studio.
Yeah.
Not yet. We don't
hear not yet. The drums are here at the end.
Well, if you knew me, you were drowning, I would not lend a hand.
I think that's Trish called us. Hold on for a minute.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my friend. And I don't know who I am. Now who I am.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. I'm going to keep this in the background because the drum solo is coming up, Joe.
I know.
And whenever we'll cut Trish off and we'll go right to the drum solo.
The drum fill? Yes. Yeah. It's coming soon.
It's all been a pack of lies. 718-577-1389.
Coming in the air tonight.
Trish, is that you? Oh, what the hell? She hung up.
All right, somebody else.
And then I raise it up. For all my life.
Welcome.
Trish, is that you?
Of course.
All right.
Why'd you hang up? I had you ready to go, then you hung up.
Yeah, I didn't hang up.
Hey, you did.
Somebody else did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, this is 203. I don't even know. Yeah, someone else hung
somebody
up.
Somebody else hung up. Probably Marcus.
How you doing, Trish?
For the first time, Trish was right
about
something.
All right, how are you guys?
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, here comes the drum solo.
Not yet. No.
No, not yet. Okay.
Trust me, I will cancel Trish's voice and
you
just
will.
Go like this. I'm waiting for it.
So, Trish, how's life treating you these days?
Yeah. Did you get married yet?
Trish, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, well,
Billy's fucking talking to you. Joe's talking to you.
Yeah. We
inquired. I didn't hear anything.
I thought you hung up.
Oh.
Do you hear me now?
No.
You're not here?
No.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, sure. Say something right now.
Something right now.
Oh, yeah. I said that.
Say something right now.
Yeah.
There you go. I hope Trish said something like really important at that exact moment.
Oh, wow. She had the winning lottery number.
Oh,
and you just ruined it for everybody.
Fuck that shit. It's the Ham Radio Show.
No.
Trish is on her phone.
I never won the lotto or anything.
Never did.
I'm a loser.
Why not? Why haven't you won the lotto?
Not
with that
loser.
Fucking attitude.
Yeah, really.
Why don't you do some meth? What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not good.
God damn it.
No.
You unmotivated.
I'll get ice cream in Starbucks.
Get into porn.
Yeah, fucking Trish's drug is like condensed sugar.
Oh. Confectioner's
yeah.
sugar.
No, she likes the
oh,
that
did you
goopy
guys
shit.
See that the Brach's candy mix? Is that with the candy corn and the pumpkin?
Oh, I love that stuff.
The you little, eat the candy
little,
corn?
The little candy corns? Oh.
I love candy corn.
I can't wait till they come around every Halloween. I buy 500 of them.
Trish is actually, if I were to imagine Trish as a piece of candy,
yeah.
It would be candy corn.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Right. She's got that dopey little head.
Yellow with the top.
And then when you bring it down, she's the shape of a piece of candy corn. I'm just saying.
What are the three colors of candy corn? It's yellow?
Well, it depends on the candy corn because, there's candy corn for different seasons now.
That's true, yeah.
What's your favorite candy corn, Trish?
Probably the one with the pumpkin in, because the candy corn in that one,
yeah, that's good.
It's got a chocolate chip on it.
Yeah,
that is good. I like
delicious. I see. Billy would be, if Billy was a candy, Billy would be rock candy,
because
no one likes rock candy.
I'm like the fruit.
I eat that too.
I like rock candy. I always did.
Joe would be a Mary Jane.
No.
Oh, you know what's really good?
What?
How about those circus peanuts? The orange marshmallow.
Oh, yeah, they're really good.
You
were like
picking
those.
The most horrible candy
no,
ever.
No, they're good. The circus.
No, they're not.
Great.
Those are good.
Yeah. And you know what
Why
I
don't
like
you just
too?
Take a bag of sugar and dump it in your mouth?
What do they call those? The ones with marshmallow twist? They have marshmallow and chocolate, and you put them in the freezer and they get really hard.
Cowtails.
Is that what they call them?
I like. Now, see, cowtails I like. Those are delicious.
They're more of an Easter thing.
But I don't think they're they're not marshmallow.
Yeah, there's marshmallow in the middle.
That's not marshmallow. It's like a cream. Chocolate. It's not marshmallow.
No, it's a marshmallow one.
Someone look up fucking cowtails right now, because I'm telling you that's not. This is coming from the fattest guy in the room.
Yeah.
That is not. And Trish is fat, and she's on the phone. She will tell you that that is not marshmallow inside of a cowtail.
No, it's not a marshmallow. It's like a creamy, melty, creamy thing.
Thank you, my fat friend.
No, then we're thinking of two different candies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know what Joe is.
You gotta be thinking of something else, then, Joe.
Yeah, I think so.
Joe, what's that stuff that you used to eat when you were younger? It was like in the '50s, and you used to eat pussy.
That was.
Remember when Joe used to eat pussy?
I was
remember?
A man then.
Yeah. Now he doesn't eat.
Did you ever get those little dots on the paper? You know, they had a
lot. Yes, candy dots.
Candy dots.
Yeah, like,
you gotta watch out though, because then, like, if you don't peel it off too fastly, then you can like eat the paper too.
I see the
Hold
lot
on,
of paper.
Excuse me. She just said, if you rip it off too fastly.
Yeah, so.
Well, see, you drop that in the...
dumb as a potato.
In the acid, and then you trip out later.
Everyone in the Facebook Live suite, by the way, is agreeing with me. Circus peanuts with giant question marks. You guys are picking the dots.
Circus peanuts and dots are great.
No, dots, the candy is good. The buttons is what you're talking about.
Right. Is that the those buttons?
Yes. You are fucking horrendous. You're picking the most horrendous candy.
Well, you don't really see them around anymore, you know?
I
like the little hats. They used to be like red hats.
Those are good, yeah. Giggles, by the way, bringing down the party. Oh. I can't eat sugar anymore due to the diabetes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's diabetes.
That's why half this shit's gone.
Yeah.
Remember candy cigarettes?
Yeah.
Bubble gum?
Well, candy cigarettes is parents' groups.
Yeah.
Flip the fuck out.
I know.
Because they're like,
I remember those.
Yeah, my kid looks like he's smoking. I like the ones that had the powder.
Right, it was the powder.
And you get puffed. No, there was other ones that were just like, looked like joints.
Remember the wax lips around Halloween? Right. You used to get the wax lips.
I'm sure
stuff?
You didn't do anything racial with those.
No, of course not.
No, they were usually like green.
They were
or
red,
orange,
yeah.
Yeah,
red.
How about the wax things that look like the candy soda bottles? Remember those?
Yeah, I loved those.
With the liquid inside?
Little six pack of
Yeah.
But see, those aren't candy.
Sure they are.
It was wax with sugar water in them. They weren't like. Yeah. And it was like a little bit of sugar water.
And
it wasn't even a
wax.
Lot.
You could chew the wax.
Oh, it's fucking
yes,
nasty.
You could.
Yeah, it was really great.
I remember chewing on the wax.
Of course you chewed
I'm
on the wax.
Sure you did.
That's why you're fucking dating the guy you're with right now, because you chewed on the wax.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff out of wax. They have like flutes, these pan flutes, like...
Oh, I remember those, yeah.
Oh, the lollipop ones, right? With the stick in the middle, and then you moved it.
They were good, too, yeah.
Trish, you like that stick in the middle?
Yep.
That's what I hear about it. Black Hawk Craven Carlos says, man, we're all fucking old.
As we reminisce, yes.
We are.
And she also was screaming out to Billy, candy cigs. Marcus, not me, LOL. And then Corey, I think, and Carl are trying to make sure that they hook up so they can get her off the meth.
That's good.
Proper like.
Yeah, sounds good.
That was Carla's favorite
candy. How about the
Jujubes?
Remember the big box of Jujubes?
Oh, I love Jujubes.
Those are fine.
Yeah.
But that's a candy. You guys are drinking the wax fucking thing with the liquid. It's not a candy.
Yeah.
It was only
I will debate you on that right now. It's not candy.
It was only good for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Jujubes, you can use them at, you can eat them and you use them as a weapon.
Yeah.
Because they get hard as a rock and you can put them in a slingshot and fucking flick them across.
What slingshot?
Slingshot. Remember Slingshot Dennis the Menace?
I remember when you could still
remember
go
N-word
to the store
babies.
And buy them.
They had N-word babies. Remember those?
Yes, we remember those.
Of course, Joe remembers the racist candy.
I just wanted to bring out the point that it was so commonplace it was actually allowed to you know,
right,
how times have changed.
Correct.
It was allowed in certain stores.
No, it was.
I bet you weren't walking.
The world, that's what you walked in and asked
You did
for.
Not go down fucking in an aisle in a Pathmark.
Yes, well, there was a Pathmark in those days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those days, you did not walk down an aisle. They were sold in certain places.
Candy stores.
Yeah, then they changed the
name. How about Chuckles? Remember eating the Chuckles?
I love Chuckles. I still buy Chuckles. There's only one vending machine I know that has Chuckles. I go there all
Carla, time. By the way, is off the meth. She's yelling at me. I know you are. Yeah. I said it was your favorite candy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Pay attention. Corey said, stick it up your ass. You can get real high.
Yeah.
That was the greatest. I'm like, yeah, Corey will help you out. And he goes, stick it up your ass. You'll get real high.
Yeah, when meth first
That's
came out,
help.
I thought they were saying math. And I thought, what are these people? They're into algebra? You know,
Oh, I hated math class.
Oh, of course she answers too.
The math class.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, I
Joe's shitty joke, and of course the dumb as a potato.
No, I honestly
goes, I know what she's talking about.
I honestly thought when they had like a math class, it was the same thing. Like, you know, math, just a mispronunciation of the word math.
Joe, I'm afraid.
Joe, I hate you so much.
Shut the fuck up.
That's where I think Joe would be automatically. He would be a Mary Jane.
You know what?
Joe
and I need our own radio show.
You can't spell radio show. How the fuck are you going to get a radio show?
That's right, Trish. We're the only ones who make sense to each other.
Exactly. That's why you're my phone a friend lifeline.
Yeah, see?
Two Dumb Fucks is the name of the show.
We're on the same wavelength, Trish.
Exactly.
Although the rate I'm going, you're going to end up on fucking, you'll end up on something else before I will.
CNN.
I'm just fucking lost.
You think maybe Bob Levy would sponsor us?
Oh, yeah. Let me just call Rev.
That'd be fun.
Since I'm in love with his ex-girlfriend, let me go talk to Rev. And see if he'll fucking open up his heart and his arms for you.
Yeah. Fill you with fucking whipped cream.
Fill you with glee.
Yeah.
No, no, he took that out of his act because, he didn't want to be typecast, Bill, eating, ranch dressing at a girl. No, blue cheese. Sure. Cheese out of girls' asses.
I have enough trouble making it here on Wednesday night, and I live here.
I know. Those stairs get longer every fucking week.
I know.
He comes down on Tuesday to make sure he's on time.
No, it's terrible.
I just wanted to be here early. I punch in. I don't know. Because I came to the conclusion today. I'll do this while Trish is on the fucking phone. I was telling Joe, I came to the conclusion today that I need to go to a shrink.
I know.
And so now, since we're in this fucking,
You don't need a shrink.
I need
somebody
shrink.
That's just to talk to.
Yes, but I don't have anybody.
Well, that's your problem.
Yeah, like Joe goes,
but you have all of us.
No,
yes,
it's bigger
mirror. With all of you, I can't share all my, I share a lot of shit with you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All the fans that listen to the Ham Radio Show, who I love near and dear, and most of them have my private information and they write me and everything else. That's great. But I can't share, like, you know, stuff. Like, if I wanted to share stuff, it would ruin my radio career, which I have already done. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I were to say some of the shit that's going on in this skull out in public on a microphone, literally, I'd be doing time with fucking Carton. You know what I'm saying?
Either that or you'd be a rap star.
Yeah. Could be. I would have to use the N-word a lot more. A lot more. No, I'm just saying I came to the conclusion, like Carla came to the conclusion that she's got to beat the meth dragon.
Right.
And you can do it. Yeah, Marcus is like, you can talk to me. I know I can talk to you, but it's not the same, Marcus. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not the same. I need someone that maybe can figure out the problems. Like Joe, notice that Joe won't want me to talk to him. He goes, you should go find someone to talk to.
Well.
Asshole, he's a co-host.
The truth is, the benefit of a psychiatry is, and that's not only psychiatry, even counseling, is that the person you talk to should really have no connection with your life.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, Marcus likes me the way, you know, he likes me. But he likes me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little different. He's a fan and a friend.
That's why they
okay. So that's that, different. You know,
that's why
Joe, turn on the air in here because it's diabolically hot.
Okay,
in this fucking studio right now. Marcus says, "Say nigga to me." I get the pass because Marcus said I can say it.
You said it?
Yeah, he goes, "Say nigga to me."
Yeah.
That'll be a drop later in the fucking week.
Don't remember saying
No, you say it with the ER. I'm saying it as the N-I-G-G-A.
Is it
from a black guy. Yeah, it's a way different thing.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you could do it the cool Sam Jackson way. Like, you can go like, my nigga. Or you could do it the evil, racist Quentin Tarantino way, which sometimes he slips into his movies, with the R and on that at the end of it. There is a difference. There is a giant difference. I mean, the fact of the matter is that you can't, like, I think I just need a shrink. Like, Joe keeps telling me I don't need a shrink, and I don't know if Joe's the one fucking helping me. Like, Joe's like, oh, you should find someone
to eat more candy. That'll make you feel better.
Yeah, because I want to get the diabetes, like, fucking giggles, or
Absolutely.
You know, I want to suck dick, you know, with icing in it like you. I want to try. I have to go fuck bunnies in a month. Less than a month.
Yeah.
Do you understand that I have to look somewhat decent?
Lucky you.
Do you notice that, like I got to somewhat lose the gut a little bit, make my dick look a little bit bigger?
Is that what bothers you?
Well, I have tons of insecurities.
Oh, that's...
It's not the... Look, I get to go to the Bunny Ranch, and the girls are going to have sex with me.
Yeah.
That is going to happen. We got that part.
Yeah,
it's the gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And
but exactly what the fuck Billy just said when he said poor girls, I feel bad that they have to fuck me because I'm not like, you know, it's not like George Clooney taking his dick out in front of these broads.
You see, that's where you're wrong. As long as you're secure in your own self.
Dude, I'm securing myself to a point, Joe. I know what
I'm... Bring some icing.
What? Bring some icing. Fuck off.
I mean, I'm not the man I was like 40 years ago. You know, I used to be.
Dude, you're married and you're 70. Your life is over.
No, yes, true.
You're not going. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you trying to impress?
Well, you know.
I'm going to a bunny ranch with women. Did you see the latest crop of bunnies?
Yeah, they're very
Have you
nice.
Seen Dennis's latest crop?
Yeah.
That are going to be on his birthday, his newest girlfriend?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
Yeah.
Holy shit, she's hanging out with Jim Carrey because, what the hell, Kaufman, the Andy Kaufman documentary's out there, and Tony Clifton's there, the real Tony Clifton, not your wife.
Yeah.
Tony Clifton and Carrie, Carrie's making all this press because everyone thinks he's fucking nuts.
The,
yeah.
Bob
or whatever. Zimuda? Yeah, Ixnay. On the Zamunda A, Joseph A.
Oh, okay.
That's a
like
trade,
the world doesn't know.
That's a trade Hollywood secret,
yeah,
A.
Okay.
But anywho, he's out there, Zamunda. Well, Zamunda's probably out there, I'm just saying. So yeah. If you see Bob Zamunda and then you see Tony Clifton, it's two different things.
Right.
He's out there making all this press because everyone thinks Jim Carrey's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So Jim Carrey might have to go see a shrink. Well, maybe me and Jim Carrey could go together to a fucking shrink.
Yeah.
That might be nice. Let's go hang on me and fucking Fire Marshal Bill.
You and Jim Carrey should talk to each other because neither one of you has nothing to do with each other's life.
What? Yeah. Right. I didn't even understand what Joe said until the end.
I know what he was aiming for.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's saying that I should have Jim Carrey as my shrink.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
And he should use you as a shrink. Yes, right. Yes.
But see, my whole thing is this. Look, a definite part of my... definite part of... this is what I'm saying. We talk about this shit on the show. I open up and explain everything. Part of me having therapy, so to speak, is this program. Every Wednesday night, I have a little bit of therapy for the 2 hours I'm on the air. I got that. But it also doesn't help me in other things. Like, I feel point blank that, like, my career is kind of now I'm at a point. I'll tell you exactly what the fuck. You want to? Let's all have this conversation on the air. You guys
all right,
ready?
We got 3 minutes before break.
Okay. Here, let's tell this story.
Sum this shit up at three. Let's go.
Okay. I'm now working at a place where I love...
All right, that's a wrap.
Shut up. I now work at a place where I busted my ass to get, right? I work at a place where dreams may come. Now, I'm not saying that dreams automatically have to go waltzing through my fucking door. What I'm saying is I feel stagnant. I'm a creative fucking juggernaut, Joe.
You are.
And if I'm now fucking tethered to a desk where I cannot let my freak flag fly and be a creative.
He just wants to dance.
And I want to dance, damn it. I just want to dance like no one's watching.
Yeah.
But then I want everyone to watch.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is.
I want to be me.
I want to be me. Just want to be me.
2 minutes.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm tethered to the world that I'm in. I feel like sometimes I feel like it's a nightmare that I can't wake up from. And I feel like my dream has somewhat become somewhat of a nightmare. And look, here's the other part. When you talk out loud to the world, then you get people like a Billy or other people that go, look at this bitch.
Oh, shut up your mouth.
Yeah, see, then you get assholes like they just, they go, why are you bitching and moaning? Yeah. And then
Turn it off!
You'll get Joe Hill do the same thing. What? And I know you fuckers. This is why I need to go to a shrink.
We're not trained fucking
No, but that's people. What I'm saying. I need a trained person, And it wouldn't hurt if the fucking
sometimes a banana is just a banana.
You know? It's not. Mean, it's phallic. It's a dick. Look, I'm telling you right now that it doesn't also hurt that if the psychiatrist is hot.
That helps.
That helps a lot. Because I can walk.
See that, Gandolfini?
No, I want to be able to walk into a room and go, yeah, so I jerked off to you last night. Let's talk about that. And let's talk about my friend. Why I got to watch MILF porn. You know what I mean? Like I want to know why. I want to know what makes me tick to a certain degree. That's the thing. I want to know what makes me tick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a major
is
thing.
Is there a doctor in the house?
No, I looked it up on Google. I don't know. I just, that's a whole thing, Trish. Trish, what do you think, since you're fucking dumb as a potato? Should I go see a shrink?
Yeah.
What do you
think? Yeah, I think it would help.
See? She thinks it would help.
See? She's a bright child.
I don't know. I think if you just ask yourself the same questions you would ask the shrink and then answer them honestly about yourself, you'll figure it all out, man.
But that's the thing. I want to figure it out. That's the whole thing.
Well, that's it.
But I'm not figuring it out anytime soon. I also feel like I got people that are using me to a certain degree.
Well, sure.
Where my ideas are being taken and there's no reciprocation. Well. But I don't want... But Joe, this is my point. Your answer to me right now, do you notice this is why I can't talk to you? Your answer is, well...
Because that's
life. That's your answer. Well,
that's life.
No, well is not an answer. When you go to a shrink, they don't go, well, that's life. You got 59 more minutes. Your hour's going to be up. What else you want to talk about?
They don't do it like that because they want your money.
But they also don't shut you down. Hold on for a minute. They also don't shut you down and say, that's life, and throw their hands up in the air. You know, like Joe does. Don't worry about you. It'll all work itself out in the end.
Until
I'm nibbling on a barrel of a shotgun. that's where it is. Because remember, I also do have suicidal tendencies. I also have tried to kill myself. It's not like
suicidal
tendencies. Yes, not just the band. I'm saying I also have. It's not like I haven't gone down the depression road, too. I have it. It sparks all the time. I'm saying that, and even Trish, who has the fucking brain capacity of fruit, okay, she agrees with me that I need to go see a shrink because Joe just fucking, he put it in a nice bundle right there. No shrink is going to turn around and go, well, that's life.
They got the ones you can do on the phone now.
Do they?
Absolutely.
Where's that?
Absolutely.
Where's that? Find me that during the break.
I've never seen the fucking commercial.
Is it the one that we text?
Yeah.
Call 211.
211. You're in Connecticut, Trish.
So it's the same
thing. They don't have that in New York?
I don't know.
They have 311.
We have 311 out here.
I mean, it's close enough.
So
is 911, but that doesn't help.
Look, I will find a shrink, Trish.
Online therapy. There's got to be a place.
All right, I'm going to hang up on Trish. Trish, we got to go, all right?
Okay. Bye, Trish.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too.
Stop your whining, or I'll come up there and slap you.
Yeah, fuck Joe.
Let's stop picking on me.
Yeah, fuck him.
Wait, we haven't picked on Joe tonight, have we?
No, I've only played the shut the fuck up bell once.
I know. Not yet.
The buzzer went once.
I haven't really played it in a long time. Yeah. I kind of miss it.
Only one time I did that.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well, with that, won't we be heading to the break?
All right, so let's go to break. Don't tell me.
Next.
Are you telling me on a metaphysical way I should go to break? Are you saying that I'm having a breakdown? See, this is why I can't talk to Billy and why I need a shrink. Do you see, Billy? You just keep nagging and nagging and nagging.
That's like
and
a
poking and poking and poking and... Ah! By the way, it's the Ham Radio Show, 718.
Here, chew on this.
577.
Take drugs, Billy.
1389. Let me see if anybody has any leftover meth.
Yeah.
If you stick it up your ass, it's
I got to tell you, take drugs for a while, you forget about this problem because you got a new one.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe I should just go right to drugs.
Cocaine is my drug of choice.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after I'm going to go see a shrink. Okay. After these... What?
When I listen to Uncle Eddie, he makes me laugh so much that I fart in my pants. Sometimes it's a wet one.
Hey. out of gas.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. Ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Slash, let's go.
She's got a smile that it seems to me
reminds me of childhood memories.
Childhood memories.
Red and a bright blue sky.
Yeah, right, Giggles.
Giggles. What? Takes me away to that special place. Ain't too long, I'll probably break down and cry. It's the Ham Radio Show, live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Everyone calm down, don't worry.
Okay.
I will go see a shrink, we'll be fine. Sweet child of mine.
Okay.
Most comedic geniuses have to go see shrinks, so don't worry about it. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. See why I can't talk to these fuckers? I say comedic genius. These two, quiet. They don't say shit. They don't go, you're right. Nothing. Cunts.
What? I'm sorry.
You're all cunts.
Wow. Gouging out my eyes.
I'm Who's sorry. On my phone? It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Konnichiwa, my niggas. Hey, and Joe.
Konnichiwa, my niggas. Hey. Bisexual Marcus.
How you doing, buddy?
What up, motherfucker? Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? Why you sound so tough today?
Eddie's not doing so well.
Because, I've been desperately, like, revving to tell you, like, my latest, like, escapade.
Oh, yeah.
So this one I'm a little,
Did you get laid?
This one I'm a little jumpy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are you jumpy because it still hurts, or are you jumpy because you're just happy about it?
Take us on an escapade.
I'm not necessarily happy about it. I mean, it happened, so I'll say that.
Your cousin...
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't necessarily great.
No. Did your cousin finally say, all right, stick it in?
No, I've been reading Facebook. He's been having a problem with some woman who's been...
That I heard about, but he seems happy, though.
Oh, yeah, he does. He seems okay.
No, it has nothing to do with a woman.
A man? Because you're bisexual, so...
Yeah, you can have anything you want.
Is it a cock problem?
No.
You got that beefy baloney. We saw it. So, yeah. I mean, it's not like... It seems like you don't have a problem.
Looks like you're in great shape.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know how it is. I just got a problem with women and their bullshit. But, you know...
All right, so tell me why...
That's the Patrice O'Neal in me, but that's not, you know...
So tell me why you're happy, bisexual Marcus.
So this is what happened. So a couple of days ago... I got a kick message from a guy who I had a recent escapade with.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on for one second. Did you kind of glossed over the escapade. Did you blow him? He blew you? What happened?
The first time I blew him.
Ooh. And then he blew you?
It was more than that.
Ooh!
Well, that's only there.
Joe, shut up! It's getting juicy.
Okay.
I didn't blow him the second time. What happened was, I was like raging hard one night, and considering the fact that no pussy's coming my way anytime soon, unless Carla can bring her ass down here and supply me with some. But
yeah,
another story. So a guy hit me up. Well, I hit a guy up, the same guy. And I asked if he just so happened to be a bottom. And he said yes. Now, I've never fucked a guy in the ass before. I was close to doing it when I had the threesomes with the two guys.
Yeah.
But I didn't really go all the way with it. So I figured, hey, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah.
Just do it to cross it off the bucket list.
That's what Billy said, too. Mm-hmm. Billy said, why not?
Yeah.
So he pulls up, and of course, we have the very, awkward, long car rides, and so we, can find a place where we can actually do this, because we were doing this in this car. There was no way he was coming in my house.
Okay.
Wait,
so you fucked him in the car?
Wait, you trust
him
enough?
Yeah, we fucked in his car.
You trust him enough for sex, but you won't let him in the house.
That's right.
No, I'm a prude. You can call me a prude for that. I know.
So you joined the auto club like Billy?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't blow him the second time. What happened was
No. Billy fucked in the car, so you fucked in the car too. I fucked in the car. Joseph, we're all members of the auto club.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was in the car.
All right, so take me through this, because dude butt sex has got to be way different than guy on girl butt sex. You got to lube it up. It's a little tighter, I would imagine.
It was uncomfortably tight.
That's the name of my biography.
I was hurt and whatnot, but it was like trying to forced it in, and then it was in there, and it just felt like if you were to grab your dick and squeeze the absolute life out of it.
You put it in a
Wait, I turned your mic off because you were coughing up a lung, Billy. What?
You put it in a vise, and it just kept tightening and tightening.
But I did not fuck this guy raw. I had a condom.
Good boy.
Yeah. So when he came and he dropped his ass on me, like you rode and whatever, and I was trying to dog style fuck him, but it was difficult considering that we're these two plump guys in this tiny space.
These two plump guys.
So it was a little difficult to do that, but then all of a sudden the fucking condom broke, and
God, he's gonna get pregnant. This guy's gonna get pregnant. The condom broke.
That's an old trick.
Yeah.
No, I did. Yeah. So I pulled out, and then I got in my other one, and then I lay back, and he sat back down.
Uh huh.
And that's when my condom broke again.
His dick's too big. My dick's too big. I keep breaking these condoms. Buy some Maxims, you fuck.
He had some on him. So he wrote me the second time, and it was all right. And then at this point, I just wanted to get this. At this point, again, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't necessarily great. I kind of wanted to finish. So he sucked my balls, and I jerked off in his mouth, and he came in his mouth.
I love how, but Marcus becomes the girl in this scenario. I just wanted him to finish, so he just started sucking my balls, and I jerked off into his mouth. Ugh.
Yeah.
You just tell him I have a headache. That's all. That's what my wife says.
Yeah, well.
I tell this story because, it's easy. It's so easy for me to get a guy if I wanted. It's so easy for me to fuck a guy if I really wanted to. And that's what Joe was talking about with all my posts. It is so hard for women to even want to talk to me. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're proving the fact that I always say women are fucking nuts.
Yeah,
and men are easier to talk to. So you have to think about the scenario. You talked a dude into letting him stick your dick inside of his asshole.
Yeah,
and that was an easier conversation than what do you want to have for dinner?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
You're like, hey, mind if I shoot my load on your eyes?
That's true.
Apply
the same technique.
And then that's what Joe was talking about. Let me just tell you flat out. I love Patrice O'Neal. I've always loved him as a comic. But recently, I got to listen to his Black Phillip show.
Uh-huh.
And that shit has, changed my fucking life.
There you go.
I have gained a level of arrogance and assholeness that I have never had before. I can approach women now with the sense of fuck them. They're not better than me.
They're not.
I don't care.
They're
I don't
not
care.
Better than you.
I don't care if you're a model. I don't care if you're fucking Halle Berry. You're not better than me.
There
and don't look at me. Don't look at me and talk about me like you are.
This guy gets Marcus gets a little fucking ass, Joe, and now he's got confidence coming out.
Tell him, baby.
He's shooting his load in a guy's butthole.
You're finally realizing the true things of life.
And now he's got confidence.
Nobody's better than you.
No.
No, but I still want. But the thing is that, I can get a guy, but I'm only interested in, this is where I'm approved. I'm interested in just fucking them. And occasionally sucking them, but I don't necessarily want to be in a relationship with them. I want a relationship with a woman. I want to really fuck a woman, and I haven't necessarily fucked a woman in years.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah,
I mean, come on now. Think about what you're saying. In this scenario,
just make sure she makes ravioli good.
Get it from a fucking can.
Yeah.
Have some Chef Boyardee and suck a dick.
Absolutely.
Listen.
I've been honest with you, the tons of women that I've been talking to recently. Fuck it. I fucking like you. I want you. And then they're all taken aback by, oh, who in the fuck, who the fuck is this fat black motherfucker talking to? Like, and then they, and then, like, you know, I start to fuck around with them a little bit. Like I tease them a little bit. Like, like I said, one of the girls that I'm interested in, that she looks like Rufus from Kim Possible, the naked mole rat.
With the big teeth. I know what he's talking about.
With tits. All
right.
And it's like, she was like taken aback by that. But my thing is that it shouldn't be this hard to talk to women. Because if I can get a guy easily and talk him into letting me fuck his ass, then it shouldn't be a fucking...
Yeah, but
it
see,
should
that,
not be
but,
that
but Marcus, that goes back to my point. Talking to a dude is way easier than talking to a chick. It's because they have their own emotional hang-ups themselves. That,
yeah,
I'm not pretty, I got too thick, my hips are too thick, my ass is too wide, this, that, and the third. They have 9 million fucking issues. Whereas a dude is like smelling his pits and wiping his balls and going, yeah, I'm good enough to fuck, let's go. You mean like that's a dude? We're simplistic.
I put soap on a washcloth and clean my tank.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah,
but and many guys don't even do that.
No, and I think, by the way, Marcus, just so you know, Giggles wants to know: did your wiener smell like duty when you pulled out?
Ooh,
so she is asking that question.
No, it did. No,
so that
it
means,
did not.
So that means this guy's butthole was squeaky clean.
Probably.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, he probably took a shit, cleaned
Shockingly.
It all out. Yeah, it's very nice.
Probably smelled like, you know, a condom. You know,
fettuccine Alfredo in latex.
And whatever lube you used.
But you know what also, like, pisses me off about this whole thing? And then with going back to what Joe said about the Facebook post?
Yeah.
A whole gang of women went on like this, like, I'm a misogynist. Like, I am nowhere, by definition, I am nowhere near misogynist.
No.
I don't hate women. I don't despise women. Now we prejudge. I mean, we're all prejudiced against everybody.
The
like
blacks.
That's just what we do. That's just that we're programmed like that. But to say you like this, you're calling me a misogynist, but just because you disagree with me. That's it. You disagree with me, even though I know 1,000% that I'm right. But they don't want to admit to their bullshit, and that's what fucking infuriates me.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm channeling my inner Patrice O'Neal. You see what I mean?
Well, hey, don't die of diabetes, motherfucker. Listen,
I don't know.
Yeah. Look, I love Patrice as much as the next guy. Trust me, he's a great fucking guy. But the fact of the matter is, even Carla, black cock craving Carla, is even agreeing with me. Men are easier to talk to. So, knowing that going into the battle, she even says it's hard for her to get fucking chicks. Going into the battle, knowing the fact that when you go talk to a broad, it's going to be more work than you fucking want to do.
Yeah.
This is why I believe that there are a lot more gays in the world. There are a lot more gays in the world because there were dudes that just went, fuck it, I'm just going to suck a dick. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. I'm just going to go, wow, what's that dick taste like?
You remind me of my mother.
Yeah. There are more gays in the world because they give up in trying to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah. Dude, I have a body like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. And I...
Yeah, you're not that bad.
And I, oh, you stop!
Oh, I know who Marcus is calling next.
I know.
Yeah. If you're not that bad.
Marcus, if I was even a fifth gay, I'd let you touch my dick. You're a good-looking fella.
I think so, too.
I'm telling you...
What?
Couple of shots.
Oh my god!
Couple of
By
shots.
By the way,
where the fuck
is my dick pic, Joe?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Right. Where is it?
No, Joe. Where is he? Wants you to send
You're
a dick
pic. Send
me?
The one.
You're supposed to send him a dick pic because you said what was Billy his exact quote?
I don't know.
Joe was saying something. Like he has a.
I demanded a dick pic.
Oh yeah, she demanded a dick pic.
I have a very small dick. It's very hot. I gotta get a telephone and a lens.
Imagine a mushroom amongst a bunch of alfalfa sprouts. That's Joe's dick.
No, my wife says it looks like a baby elephant's trunk.
Oh.
It's a baby elephant.
And that baby never grows.
It was a Dumbo or something like that.
Yeah. No, she calls you Dumbo. She calls your dick.
Is that what it was?
Oh, my God.
She doesn't know what to call your dick because you can't find her.
I know.
Hi, where's the dick?
She keeps calling it.
I was in the pool.
Joe has two kids.
Hey, man, I just want some pussy. Yeah. Like, what's so fucking hard about that?
Everybody wants some pussy. Look, dude, everybody wants some pussy. Everybody, you know, this is something where I feel like I have the answer. The answer is stick with what brought you to the dance, Marcus.
Yes, ma'am.
You love the cock. Use the cock to get out your frustration. And right now, become like Craven the Hunter and go out there and just go on the prowl. And be like, actually, fuck Craven the Hunter. Be more like, what was her name? Jane Fossey with the fucking chimps. The girls in the mist or whatever the fuck they were.
Okay.
Go out there and study the adversary. Go out there and look at the chicks. Learn their fucking rituals and habits. Well, and then go out there and attack.
Don't you have, like, the different clubs and bars where everybody hangs out? You know, like the quote-unquote gay clubs.
That's called the log jammer.
No, but like...
I don't even know, honestly, like where
you spend
a gay
time...
club would be.
Well, I'm
Joe's
sure.
Basement.
Like, I know we have... Like, I know in Newark there's like a punk, like a punk and goth and emo club.
Ooh. All right, that
so
may
come
be
down
a
here,
tough.
Big boy, and let's go sailing, sailor.
But, like, you can hang out there and, like, you can talk to the girls, the guys, and,
but,
like, there's
but here, but,
always
yeah,
somebody
then,
there.
Let me say something. I could do that. Like, I could go and get a guy, right?
You could do that, yes.
But the thing is, and it's the same thing with what Patrice said about women, is, like, I could do that, and, like, I can get as much ass as I want from men, but I'm not going to get, like, I'm not going to feel satisfied from it. Like, I'm not gonna, like, the hunt for that doesn't necessarily you know.
Yeah, because you don't feel whole inside. You're bisexual, so that means you need the other part of the bi. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
Why am I hearing me?
Apparently he's got to give back 33 cents. I don't know. I think that's what
who's
they
the
said.
Where are you? Marcus,
I'm at work. I'm at work and some fucking asshole just needed to talk to me.
Where are you at? Where do you work again?
He's not allowed to say that.
Well, I'm at Sears and then I'll be working at the airport soon.
Oh, all right.
No, well, there you
so
go.
I apologize for that twat.
You fucking twat!
Hey, if you
now get back over here and fuck them.
There's immense amounts of pussy at the airport.
Yes, you get international pussy at the airport.
The stewardesses and such.
Yes. If you're one of those guys who stands by the metal detector, you can feel them up.
That's not proper, Joe.
Oh, no?
Yeah, total sexy ass.
And you can't use the rape table either.
The rape table's that new thing I want to hear about.
Yeah, that popped up on the news today.
Yeah, that's on the news.
I think you need a cavity search.
No, there was something at the airport today. What airport was it?
Newark. Three guys got arrested for, like, quote-unquote hazing other employees and shit.
And they had a little thing called the rape table.
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not only scared, but I'm excited.
Wow.
I want to know more about the rape table.
My guess is it's probably what they do to strip searches, you know. I'm guessing, but I don't know.
Unless it's something that you can buy at Huffman Coos, like, here's my BJ lamps and here's my rape table.
Wow.
It could be something like that. I don't know.
They messed it up for me.
Yeah.
They totally messed it up for me.
And it comes with a radio.
Yeah. It could be anything. I don't know. Here's my doggy style sectional. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what all this is. I'm not down with it. You know what I mean? Right now I'm talking to a bisexual guy that's getting more ass than me. So, I mean, what the fuck?
But if you go to the...
But that's not saying much. I mean, yeah, it's man ass. Do you really want man ass?
No.
Like,
no.
I thought it... Like, when I was watching... I watched, like, gay porn, and I thought this shit would be cool.
Well, who doesn't watch gay porn?
I said that.
Yeah, I watched. Yeah, I thought this shit would be nice, and it's like, it's not all cracked up to be.
Well, this is why I got to go see The Shrink, because I got to go. I got to stop watching gay porn.
Yeah.
Now get over here on my rape table.
Oh my God.
That'll be the psychiatrist.
I know.
All right,
listen, Marcus, I got to hang up on you because we're too busy trying to not get you laid.
But Marcus, spend time hanging out at different bars and clubs that, you know, cater to both types, you know, straight, bi, all of that.
Just whip out that big black cock, Marcus.
And just,
stop it.
Quote unquote, study everything. See what goes on, and, you know, it'll kick in. Things will start to come together.
Absolutely.
I'll give it a shot.
Just whip out your cock and just frantically jerk off.
That may work.
Right
too.
In the middle of the bar, go.
Works for Eddie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I'll give it a shot.
I have the common decency to do it in the bathroom stall.
Sure, yeah.
But you know.
But you invite people in to watch.
Yeah, go into the ladies' room. Go into the ladies' room. Go into the ladies' room and do a nice glory hole and see what happens.
You may find that in some of these places.
Okay, you know what? Last question, and I'll let you guys go.
Jesus Christ!
I've always wanted to do a glory hole.
Right.
You know, Eddie, if you know a glory hole, I need you to text that into my inbox. Please do so.
Dude, just get
I always wanted to do one.
Here's what you do. Just get a nice power drill.
A little cardboard box.
A little car.
And make sure you smooth off the edges because you always stick nothing through.
Just walked down 42nd Street.
Wait, you want to hear a funny story right before we go to fucking break? You know what clowns used to do?
Yeah.
The clowns in the circus used to stick their dicks through a chain link fence.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? I didn't know.
That's how they used to get fucked because they could not leave the grounds. So they would stick their dicks through the chain link fence. So that was kind of like the first original glory hole.
Really?
There you go.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
I think you made that up.
I'm not. I fucked a clown once.
You did?
Yeah. Ooh. They made a movie of me and him. Yeah. It's called It. Check it out.
Called Clown versus Clown.
Yes. All right. Bye, Marcus. Bye,
all
Marcus.
Right,
talk to you guys later. Marcus. Take care, buddy.
Because he likes the cock and the pussy. Bye, Marcus.
I can call him.
You get it? It's funny.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll probably try to heterosexual this shit up.
You think so?
We'll try. We got so much stuff, but we never even got to today.
I know.
The show. I have she queued, ready to go. Still haven't done it. Yeah, I know. Okay. Censors are pissed. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
These words?
Yeah, those two.
Ham Radio.
Stop, don't come back. We have to get on, We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu, adieu, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Adieu, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems in the bedroom? Is your marriage not working out for you? Then you need Dr. Deborah Leno. Dr. Deborah is bold, creative. She's a realist and a problem solver. Dr. Deborah gives you straight talk and straight answers about sex. She keeps it real by teaching practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody and at every age. Dr. Deborah Leno is a board-certified clinical sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker, and workshop leader. Her authenticity makes her a contributor to major news media outlets, including Cosmopolitan Radio, Playboy Radio, to global health news segments on CNN. She has also written for Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Family Circle, and Men's Health, and more. Dr. Deborah Leno's practice is based in Delaware, where she is known as a Delaware sex doc. She has over 15 years of professional experience. Get the help you need and contact Dr. Deborah Leno by calling 302-476-9577, 302-476-9577, or visit yoursexdoc.com.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Don't go anywhere. Immediately following the Ham Radio Show's back-to-back episodes of Eat Clean, Think Dirty with Dr. Deborah Leno and Dana Myers. Followed by an all-new live episode of The Radio Freaks. All this and more only on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, eh?
Ham Radio.
Yeah! Fire!
Just stole that directly from Artie Lang. It's the Ham Radio Show telling you about... What's this? Oh, OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. The beauty pros come to you. That's right. The beauty brigade is ready, willing, and able. They're ready to go. Hair and makeup artists are highly trained and professionals, and they pride themselves on making you, the client, receive the best home salon experience possible. That's right. They come to you. So you got a wedding, you got a bar mitzvah, you got a whatever the hell it is, a sweet 16, whatever. Doesn't matter. They come to you, OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. The owner and operator of On Demand Salon was today was just on the Dr. Oz show. So I'm just saying, big things happening. So learn more about it, OnDemandSalon.com. Right there, and tell them that Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show sent you, all right? All right, calm down. This is what we do, OnDemandSalon.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Legendary singer Stevie Wonder opened the Hurricane Relief Telethon by taking a jab at President Trump on the topic of climate change. You'd think the blind guy would actually be excited to hear about rising sea levels. Country singer Randy Travis has filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Texas to prevent the release of police footage from his 2012 naked drunk driving arrest. You can support Randy's cause by using the hashtag JohnnyWalkerBlackLivesMatter. The son of martial arts actor Jean-Claude Van Damme was arrested for holding his roommate at knife point. To our more church-going listeners, Jean-Claude Van Darn. Disney announced the release for the next movie in the Star Wars series as Episode 8 will hit theaters in December of 2019. Lindsay Lohan was especially excited upon hearing the news, as we all know how much she enjoys long lines.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Speaking of chewing on a shotgun,
everyone is gay
except for bisexual Marcus and black Irving Curry and Harlan.
I'm sorry.
Hey, if he doesn't kill himself, we don't get the Foo Fighters, so...
Well, there are some people that would say that'd be okay.
I love the Foo Fighters, shut up.
I don't have a problem with them.
And I'll sound Mary.
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 What about Joseph? What about John?
Little Jesus. It's
Bob.
Easily amused.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. Come on.
What?
Melody?
I gotta wash my sweater.
No, wrong bed.
It's itchy.
Oh my ass, I don't remember. Can't believe these fuckers were big.
Why not?
Joe, me and you were talking about this, and I think we need to share it with the world.
What's
this? Orville.
Oh, God, I'm the new disappointed.
Oh, I'm so fucking disappointed.
Oh, it's a shame, because I love Seth MacFarlane.
I love Seth MacFarlane.
And the show was just a bomb, man.
It was not funny.
Yeah. I hope, you know, it's only the first episode, so, you know, I don't really want to get into, like, oh, it's good. It's definitely.
Well, bad.
It may get into something better. I mean, God almighty, if that's what it's going to be like, I'm going to watch.
What makes it bad, though.
I'm going to say Billy's theory over here.
Like,
go ahead.
Yeah. The first night it's on against the first weekend of NFL football, which is.
Sunday Night Football!
Which is very tough to get, you know, other shows. On because who the hell watches them? You know,
that's
the general thought.
But I don't. But I don't think that.
Now you're gonna have people hearing like it wasn't as good. It wasn't that good. So now they're more or less probably not gonna turn it on. But the one problem
it replayed
too,
by the way yesterday because they knew that it was gonna be not received well on the Sunday. So they did replay it on Tuesday.
So, I don't know, maybe if people watched it both days, they found things funny the second time that they didn't find
laugh.
The first
look,
time.
Look, I'm going to say this right now. I love Seth MacFarlane. I think Family Guy is a game changer of a cartoon show.
Absolutely.
I think he by far gives a shit. Like, Seth MacFarlane gives a fuck about cartoons
even
enough.
Ted was a good movie.
Ted's a great movie. I love Ted 1 and 2. I didn't hate him at all. I love A Million Ways to Die in the Old West.
That was good too. Yeah,
all the stuff that he does. I that's why I was excited to turn the TV on Sunday. I'm like, this is great. Football didn't run over. We got the OT on Fox. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. 8 o'clock. They're hyping it, going, oh, we're 10 minutes away from the Orville. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane's new show. Da, 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 da.
See, that and might be the problem too.
That
just
it was overhyped.
So much.
I'm gonna say it wasn't.
I don't think it was
but,
overhyped.
But it was overhyped on Sunday. Yeah. I'm not saying from the beginning. I'm just saying on Sunday it was definitely overhyped. However, I didn't laugh once. And I love Seth. I didn't laugh fucking once. Not even a chuckle came out of my mouth.
I wouldn't go that harsh on it, but
you laughed? What did you laugh at? I want to know.
The commercial.
The piss joke was funny. Permission to piss, you know, and
That was funny. Permission to piss.
It was. Yeah. Listen, there was no guffaws. There was, but it was cute.
All right. So you chuckled. Yeah. You chuckled. That does not look. This thing is billed as a comedy, sci-fi comedy. Yeah. That's how they build it. That's how they put it out there. What they showed us, Joe.
I found the characters very uninteresting. You know,
Well, the characters, though, there's character development that happens over time, you know.
Yeah, but I still. Nothing caught me. Nothing grabbed me. You know, like to say, oh, wow, this is going to be really good.
It's just like your wife.
Yeah, she never does it.
I know.
Those days are over.
I have rapscallion.
Let me tell you.
I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh once.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe's laughing at permission to pee. I didn't laugh once.
Well, you know.
You were even saying before, don't take it back now, you were saying that the premise was horrible.
It was. It was. Really was. It was predictable.
Oh, it was beyond predictable.
You know, and you know, nothing to. You know,
but the development.
I would have rather watched an old episode of Star Trek.
But I said it was like Star Trek trying to be like the movie Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, well,
that's what it was. It was like an episode of like Star Trek, and I'm talking about old Captain Kirk when what the fuck's his name? Shatner had his fucking real hair, and Sulu wasn't a gay guy. You know what I mean? Like that back. I'm talking about back in the day.
Yeah, that was cool.
When he was chasing green ladies.
Yeah, when he was
around.
Fucking green ladies.
Yeah.
And the guy in the red shirt was the guy that definitely died.
He
bad
always
day.
Died, yeah.
I got it.
The new member of the cast. He was definitely not going to be there for the second
Hi,
show.
Hi, my name is Phil. Oh, well, Phil, here's your red shirt.
See you later, pal. Yep. Yeah.
You're on the show this week.
You're over.
Make sure to tell your parents you're on the show this week.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like even Seth's character didn't make any fucking sense. Because you build him in the fucking trailer for this thing that he's like a bumbling idiot. Like that, he's the one joke with the mints, right. And he spits it out, and it's marbles.
Yeah,
you bill him as that he's a blithering idiot. He's supposed to be a fuck.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a fuck up.
Yeah,
that they gave a ship out of necessity.
Yeah, like,
quite frankly,
like F Troop, you know.
Yeah, like oh my god, we have to fill 10,000 ships.
Yeah.
Your name came up. That's yeah. how it works. You're now a captain.
It could have been Captain Palmer, you know? That's,
yeah.
That's true.
I would have rather Captain Stooping. I don't know what the fuck I was watching.
Yeah.
Is there a Jane? Do we have a Jane on it?
We have his supposed ex-wife on the show.
That doesn't
She's
count
very attractive,
Jane.
But, you know, like, she, you know.
No, I'm just telling you the females. It's
right.
The supposed ex-wife on the, not supposed, all right, because it is in the storyline, but... Of course, they're going to end up back together.
You see that right away.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like predictable.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. She's fucking hot. She's good to look at.
I would have liked it better at the end of the show. He says, see ya.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
She was on S.H.I.E.L.D. That's the chick from S.H.I.E.L.D. She was
I
on,
thought she looked familiar.
She's, she plays Mockingbird, which is... now I'm going to get all nerdy, cartoony.
Yeah.
What the fuck's his name? From the Avengers, Hawkeye, that becomes Hawkeye's wife.
Oh,
Mockingbird.
And so,
but now she's obviously not in the Avengers movies.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, fuck off, Marvel. I'm going to go do this Seth MacFarlane big comedy sci-fi thing.
I get and paid it, money. I'm going.
And it's, it's the shits. It was a horrible, horrible fucking movie,
horrible.
TV show. And that's the other thing. It's an hour long. It's an hour long, dude. Trim it down to a half hour.
Is it
going to
be an hour long the whole time?
Yes, the whole time.
You know, if the show is good, an hour is okay. But if the show is not good, then you got an hour of torture.
But that's what I'm saying. I had an hour of torture.
Yeah.
Do not get me wrong. I will say the pros here. I'm not going to bash the whole fucking thing. The effects, amazing.
CGI.
Makeup effects, the CGI.
It was okay. It was a little grainy, if you notice that. You could tell they're not really walking down the halls of a spaceship. It's all CGI.
Yeah, but see, you're supposed to suspend disbelief, Joe, to
a
certain extent.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. I agree. It was good. I like the design of it.
I got a newsflash.
Right.
They didn't film on Pluto.
No.
Okay?
No.
It's a newsflash here.
No.
Again?
The design was great, but the CGI could have been a little bit...
Yeah, but that can also get... That's fucking tightening up your fucking computer.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah, maybe they stop doing it on a Tandy 1000 and move their way up to, like...
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's exactly what they did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they move their way up.
An old Atari or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe they move their way up and fix the thing and make it, sound fucking great.
But the design was good. The design of the ship was good. The design of the...
That's the thing. It didn't look too Star Trek-y like that. Like, the ship didn't come off like a knockoff of the Star Trek
No,
ship.
Not at all. No.
Like the Enterprise. It comes off
not
as a different
all.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
It did look nice. But that's the thing. Everything else was great on the fucking show.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way because I was waiting all fucking Sunday for that show.
So would it work better if you had like Tom Servo and Crow T Robot like at the
bottom
of the screen?
Oh, I would have loved Mystery Science Theater 3000.
You think it would have worked on that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They have a new Star Trek show on CBS starting. I think it's next week.
Yeah, but it's not on. It's online. It's not on the...
No, it's on CBS.
Oh, they brought it to CBS.
No,
they brought it to... Look it up, because I've telling you.
No, it's CBS.
No, they've seen advertisements
CBS.
That
they brought
was going
to
be on.
Originally it wasn't supposed to.
No, it was supposed to be just internet-based.
Right.
So now they actually brought it over?
Yeah, it's going to be on
Because that's
CBS.
A big fucking deal.
Yeah,
because that's now the... In I don't know how many years now since... What was the last one? Enterprise?
Enterprise, right.
That's, yeah, so yeah. I think, and that was
that's a while.
Humongous failure.
I like that show.
And then J.J. Abrams changed the fucking game, so now this Star Trek is going
to
be different.
The only thing bad about Enterprise is because it was supposed
they never rented a car.
Well, the truth is it was supposed to take place in the past and like before.
Yeah.
And they
before
had such,
Kirk.
They had, yeah, and they had more modern conveniences than Kirk had. And, you know, it was kind of hard. Yeah. I understand. They should have done something... You know, like like they did in the movies. They made like an alternate reality sort of type.
By the way, speaking of J.J. Abrams, you heard about he's now doing the new Star Wars.
Yes, thank God.
He's going to close it out.
I hope so.
Why? I don't think the next Star Wars is going to suck.
Well, I thought
It looks good.
I thought, from what I've seen so far. I thought the one with Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher was a bomb. I hated it.
You hated the Force Awakens?
Yeah, I liked Rogue. Rogue was okay. You know, Rogue was nice.
Rogue One.
Was that a Rogue One?
I love how you get the fucking names right. It'll be great.
Are we talking about the car?
No. Okay. Was there a Rogue 2?
I don't know.
No, Rogue One. Yeah, but Rogue One was the call sign.
Okay.
Of the crew that got the plans off the Death Star.
Right. It was a prequel. It was a nice story. You know, you understood what was happening.
Yeah.
It was done well. I liked that one. But I don't know. But. You know,
I got it. Force Awakens is too much like the original.
Oh, it sucked.
No, it was too much. It didn't suck. It was too much like the original.
Get a script, for Christ's sake.
They had a script.
The script was episode 4.
A New Hope. I don't know. Some people, by the way, were watching the telethon last night as well.
There was a telethon?
Was Jerry Lewis on it? No, he didn't show up.
Was it for his daughter?
We'll get to that in a second. Joe was telling me that, too. The helping hand or hand help it, whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
For the hurricane.
Oh, okay.
And they only raised, now here's, this is my fucking, this is why I have to go see a shrink. This is my fucking, my disease. I start sitting there and I'm watching this. Now, at the phone banks of the telethon, they have Oprah, Barbara Streisand, all these huge names, George Clooney,
big names.
Julia Roberts is answering phones, Bieber is answering phones, like all these fucking huge celebrities in the L.A., because they were in like six different places.
Okay. Yeah.
So in the L.A. one, they have all these people. Then they have in the New York branch, they have like Billy Crystal and da-da-da-da, all these other people.
All right.
And then they had them in some, Texas had one, where they just brought out some country music singers.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato was on one with the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish there. And Brad Paisley.
Darius.
And Darius Rucker. Yeah. And all these other, I mean, it was a star-studded show. Dave Matthews, Stevie Wonder, like they said on the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up, a bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
My thing is that they only raised 40-something million. If you want to find the exact number, Billy.
No, I don't.
Someone get back to me. Find me the exact number that they raised. I believe it was like 40 million.
That's a lot of money.
But here's my thing.
That's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. When you're thinking of the star power that's in that room, they were multi-millionaires.
They could have just gave
$1 million.
It's true.
There was like 60 fucking celebrities. That's 60 million plus the 40 that you got. That would have been $100 million.
Look at it this way.
J.J. Watt, the guy who plays for the Texans.
Yeah.
He raised 20 million.
But that's what I'm saying.
By himself.
By himself. But this is what I'm saying. I'm watching, because periodically I'm flipping back and forth. Then you have the bleeding heart assholes. They're like, it was so beautiful. And I don't know how they got this thing together and how they orchestrated it and blah, 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 blah. And then you have, like, in the New York one, you had Stephen Colbert walking around interviewing, cracking jokes in between while he's interviewing people. And magically, of course he stops. Of course he stops at Eric McCormick, who happens to have the... It was, like, so fucking planned out. Who happens to have the new season of Will and Grace is starting up. So magically, we got to stop and talk to him.
He's very important.
Like, it's not set up. And, like, he acts like he's on the phone with somebody. Now, if someone's raising money, why would you put that person on hold?
Yeah.
To talk to fucking Stephen Colbert.
Oh,
wouldn't you, if you had any decency, if you're raising money, wouldn't you stop... Look at the fucking guy and go, dude, do you see me raising money?
No.
Do you see? Stop. We'll talk about Will and Grace later. I'm raising money here.
That's why they only got $44
million. But it's like $44 million. That's not a drop in the fucking bucket of what they could have had. Barbara Streisand could rebuild fucking Houston herself.
That's true.
Oprah could take over Florida and make it in her own fucking, you know, in her own image. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's amazing.
I think she owns the keys.
It's amazing how...
Well, now you can.
You had all that power collectively. Bieber, $1 million. There was multi-millionaires in this room, Joe.
Yeah.
You wipe your ass with $1 million, people.
You know, the sad part is, somewhere along the way, they may have been paid to be there.
Oh, absolutely, they were paid to be there.
So this out of this $44 million, suddenly it's only this much.
Joe, you don't remember the line from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
When they had the star-studded celeb, when Bart falls down the well and they do all the stuff, Krusty comes out and goes, "Yeah, those limos ain't fucking free.
Yeah.
Somebody has to pay for them." So that statement shows you that some of these fuckers get a little scratcho, a little escarola, Joe.
Well, not everybody.
Not
I'm
everyone.
Sure,
some people.
I'm
go,
sure there
you
were
want
people
me on camera?
We'll do it.
Little scroll.
I don't think they take any money home.
Oh, I think they do. I do.
Or they give it to some other charity.
Yeah, that would be like a scandal if they took. You know,
no, because it's not going to be released.
Joe, if you actually look at many of these charities, who they give money to and where it all goes.
Well, yeah, that's another
thing.
For
like
that's
every dollar you donate.
Yeah. No, I understand.
They get 3 cents, yeah.
4 cents goes to what you're donating to.
I know.
And then the other ones get away. I mean, we've...
No, I understand that.
That's been on the news. Yeah. Like, you go to all these cancer ones and all that. My point being, I'm watching this fucking shit, and if each person... Oprah could have gave... You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's getting $5 million tonight.
Yeah, but you have the audacity to send out Dwayne Johnson, who's telling people, just give whatever you can. $10.
$5.
$5. Doesn't matter. Motherfucker, Rock, you just made like $80 million on your last movie that bombed.
Really, yeah.
That bombed.
Well, that's why you can't donate it, because in case the next one bombs too.
Put a million. I'm sure he can't live off $79 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you shitting me?
Right now it's all tied up of offshore accounts.
Please. He's got WWE money, Jumanji money coming his way.
He doesn't know how much money
he's lost track. His
the
account,
guy went from being broke to,
yeah, the guy was broke, depressed.
As the kids would say, stupid rich.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you
more
have
power to him, man. That's the way it works. Yeah.
No, be rich. I got no problem with that. But fucking at least understand, do not tell people. Don't tell the fucking normal the norms. You give money, we're not doing shit. And then you get the answer, I gave money. You didn't give $1 million.
No.
You gave maybe 25 grand to some charity. You didn't give that room. You could have had $100 million last night.
Oh, sure.
You could have had more than that. Because if they raised 44, and I said I saw at least 60 millionaires, boom. That's $104 million instantly.
Well, they may raise more money because usually there's money afterwards.
Yeah, there'll be the stuff that comes afterwards.
But here's the problem. That's when you do it. Dude, Apple, with this fucking new iPhone, we'll get to that in a second. They gave $5 million. They gave $5 million.
That's why your phone costs $1,000.
Yeah, well, that was Colbert's joke. They gave $5 million, which is the exact cost of the brand new iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. In a world where there's a cell phone now that is $999, and that's the cheap one.
Right.
That's not even the expensive one, Joe. Ooh. The expensive one's $15,000, $1,500, or whatever the fuck it is.
What does that do? Paint your living room?
I have no clue.
I think it should do a lot of stuff. It should be able to cure Bimarcus.
I'll have sex with it or something.
Yeah, automatically this thing should be sucking my dick.
Something like that.
There's no way I'm paying I said...
Suck my dick and vacuum the rug at the same time.
Dude, think about it for a second. You could take $1,000 and go to the bunny ranch.
Yeah.
And probably get 4 blowjobs and 1 fucking. Right? For the price of the phone, and you didn't even pay the monthly. That's just buying the phone.
Right.
That's purchasing the phone. That's not even paying your monthly bill.
Ooh.
So they got you for $1,000 plus.
Well, they don't have me.
Well, no, I'm just saying the person they have for $1,000 plus, Joe. It's remarkable. The stupidity level in this country is amazing.
Oh, that I agree with. You know, we spend money on ridiculous things.
But that someone would actually sit there and go, ooh, $1,000. That's fucking great.
Not a problem.
Someone said, that's a great idea. I hope you guys sell a bazillion of them.
I'm going to buy 10.
I'm going to buy them this stocking stuff.
That's right.
For all my family.
Right.
Who the fuck is buying this phone for $1,000? I want it. I
people that were in that room last night answering phones.
Yeah, Oprah's going to have 6. Just in case Stedman decides to call while she's fucking eating out. What's the other chick's name?
Robin.
No, not Robin.
Robin Leach.
Who? Robin.
What's her name?
No. What the fuck's her name?
Gail.
Gail.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Robin was Whitney's girl, right?
I think, yeah. Oh, you watched the documentary?
Yeah, it was a real whitewash of Whitney Houston, but it was okay. It was
but you saw what I'm saying. She was bisexual.
Absolutely, yeah. There was no question about it as far as I was concerned.
That's fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was drinking water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, as the saying goes, that was the stabilizing influence in her life.
Yeah, that chick kept her out of fucking killing herself.
Yeah, it's the Bobby Brown got rid of her. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand who the fuck would pay. Last night I was flipping around. There was so much shit that was just making me angry on television.
Yeah, made me angry.
Started Sunday with the Orville. The only thing that was good was my Eagles one.
You know what got me mad on Sunday?
And then after that, it's been a downward spiral. I gotta go see a shrink.
Watching the football game.
Yeah.
Joe's favorite team in Seattle.
Oh, the Packers.
So there's two plays that go on, and there's Joe Buck. I don't see why they didn't throw the flag on that. There should have been a penalty. Let's bring in the expert. The expert comes in. Yeah, I don't know.
They
give you a reason why there's
The two refs in the box.
Yeah,
the ones that are in the studio and they call them in,
the experts. Mm-hmm. Both times they went to these guys, the play was not reversed,
and
not turned around.
They're like, Joe, stop calling us, you fucking idiot.
But he's trying to create shit out of things that aren't there.
Because you got to create controversy. Yeah. Controversy creates cash. No, That's what you need to do.
All the replays are called by the officers in New York now. They go through there. They tell the referee what the deal is. You know why? Because, in my opinion.
Oh, Jesus.
They go, all
everyone
right,
get some popcorn.
The ratings are only at this right now, so let's create some controversy. All right, bring the ratings up. Oh, wait, if they score now, the game will be over. All right, let that happen.
Goodell does that anyway with his bull. He knew. That's why I laugh when people go that Roger Goodell's an idiot. He's not a fucking idiot. No. He went on national television, sat in the fucking Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
The place where he told, you know what I mean, that is the home of Tom Brady. He went there.
Well, that's where he plays.
And
His home is in New York.
No, no. The home of Tom Brady is Gillette, that stadium. That's where he lives. That's where he breathes. That's where he deflates balls. That's where it happens.
Right.
So that motherfucker shows up on that field in that little skybox area. He didn't go in the fucking Patriots one. He went in this other one for a photo op, like retarded kids or whatever it was. He goes, sits in that fucking thing, gets booed out of the building, still stands there. You know why? Because that means you're watching the game.
Right.
You're watching him get booed unmercifully. Like the guys at Barstool.com there, and they're on SiriusXM as well, on Rush, have a Barstool Radio. They have the Roger Goodell clown shirts, and they have the towels and everything else. And people had those items. They're whipping them around at the event because he knows that you're going to watch because you hate him. So you watch it because you hate him so that you have something to talk. Look at that Sergio Dip guy. The Sergio Dip guy. Oh. The guy was on the sidelines.
ESPN Deportes.
Deportes. Mi como está? Right.
They let the Spanish guy move on to the English side. And they're
shocked.
He's caught up because the language barrier sometimes is a lot tougher than you think.
Yeah, and they're shocked that he sounded like a fucking robot when he was on. It's funny to me that you built a controversy. Like a lot of people are like, oh, leave him alone. No, he sucked. That's the problem. He did suck. He sucked, though. It's not racist. It's
and
not fucking mean to say he sucked. He sucked. Rex Ryan sucked. On Monday Night Football, he sucked.
And the thing is, that night, they made history with the female announcer.
And that got overshadowed by Dip over there. And I said the other day, if Sergio Dip went to the bathroom and took a number two, technically, is that a dipshit?
I think so.
Could be.
I think legitimately that's a dipshit.
Yes.
He may be the man.
I'm just saying.
That would be my guess.
That's like when the Pope, Joe.
Yes.
Doing the Pope.
The guy who fell down and, oh, he got
a black eye?
Yeah. in the car.
Yeah, he punched out an atheist
in the poopmobile.
In the boatmobile. When the Pope goes to the bathroom.
Yes.
And he takes a shit.
Yes, it is.
Is that classified as holy shit?
I would believe so.
Because he's your holiness.
I would be. I think he would be blessed to take a good shit.
A good caca.
Yeah, I feel blessed when I do it.
I know, me too. It's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silent.
No, it's not.
So always speak the fuck up. And if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure the chicken didn't shove meth up its ass. Because that's how you get high, kids. That's how you get high.
That's right.
Remember, one more thing. AMF, my friends. And AMF means adios, motherfucker.
Not yet.
Woo! Get better, Ric Flair. I know you're walking and talking, baby.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.